So I'm going to do a little segment right now called I Want It On The Internet, because I was bored and procrastinating and I really couldn't bother to do my project work. And I found this. It's a bit of an old one for me, but it's one that I thought I'd like just revisit, because it is like a perfect way to just waste minutes of your time and just completely brain
completely deaden one's brain.
Exactly. So this website is called cheeseorfont.com.
What?
I see.
Right. Cheese or font.
The premise of the game is this. There will be a word, and you've got to decide whether it's a cheese or a font.
All right. Should we play live?
So
are we playing
live?
I'm
going to test you two.
Okay.
So,
let's do that.
What kind of font? Like a text font or a font like with
like,
water?
Like I think like Microsoft Word, like Microsoft Office font.
Okay. A typographic, yeah, right. Like that sort of font. So basically, if you get it right, I'll give you a nice little ding. If you get it wrong, I'm just going to say you suck. So
how lovely.
I love that. Thanks, mate.
No problem.
See, Matt has all this lined up because he ran a game show on Hub like 2 years ago.
Oh, I see. Right. It's all coming out now.
So, let us begin with... So, well, okay. Let's begin. Toscanello. Cheese or font?
I'm going to go with cheese.
I'm going to go cheese. Yeah.
All right.
79 people got that right, according to cheeseorfont.com.
It just sounds like a cheese, isn't it?
I'm going to try and reference cheeseorfont.com in my dissertation, see if it classed as a legitimate academic source.
Don't think it will. Right, Lancashire.
Yeah, that's a cheese.
It's got to be a cheese.
Right. That one's a blatantly obvious one. 82% of people got that right. S-ROM.
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 So get what?
S-ROM.
S-ROM. E-S-R-O-M. S-ROM.
Oh, it could be one of those weird... I want to say Trappist cheeses, but that's not...
It could be a font, but it also, yeah, it could be one of them, like, really
weird... It could be a
weird,
cheese, it could be a font.
Far
I think
out
we've hit
cheeses.
The point of the game now.
It's like a 50-50 split between cheese and font.
So, what are you going to go with, guys?
I'm going to go with font.
I'll go with cheese then.
Jack... You went for cheese.
Oh.
So, Josh, S-ROM is a cheese. 52% of people got that right, according to cheeseorfont.com.
Where's a... No, that can't be a cheese.
It is.
Oh, apparently it is.
I'll even search Wikipedia.
Where's S-ROM from?
S-ROM cheese. Let's have a look. It is Danish.
It is
a Trappist-style pale yellow.
Trappist-style pale is not the thing you describe cheese with. That is beer.
Blame Wikipedia.
So there are some monks in there brewing some of the most potent alcoholic drinks on the planet, and there are some blokes thinking,
what cheese
can we confuse people with? Like, make him think of a font.
Right, I'm going to do two more before we head over to a song, and then we're going to go to Josh. We'll come back to this later, because this is fun. Quiroff. Q-I-R-O-F. Quiroff.
Font.
Yeah, font.
Yeah, I'm going with font. Yay.
Yeah,
50% of people got that right. Chontaleno. Chontaleno. Chontaleno.
I reckon that's a cheese, personally.
Yeah, it sounds like a cheese.
Chontanello.
You think it's a cheese?
It sounds like a cheese.
It rhymes with yellow, and cheese is yellow, so we're going to go with that.
Yeah.
This is a cheese.
See that?
76 of people got that right. You guys are doing well on this game.
Well, I'm from Surrey. We're cultured, you see.
I see.
We know the cheese.
Their cheeses.
We know the cheese and wine game. Awfully strong.
Fantastic. We'll revisit that later on, because that's just a little bit of fun. And if you want to just kill time, you can play the full game. And then once you've exhausted all the cheese or font options, it will give you a score. So something that you can do just to kill some time, basically.